What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by Moore Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hey there, welcome back to Peace of Mind. We've been off there for a while, haven't we, Kathy?
Yes, we have.
So it seems like we're, I don't know, this time of year is busy, and then I've had this science thing going around, so not been able to come in and do the show. So we've had to have some reruns, which we hate to do, but our line of work is very busy, and it's like, man, it just the weeks just fly by, and you're like, wow, where did the week go? Where did the day go? And
we've had claims, a lot of claims from those different storms, too. So,
well, it's interesting. The last show we did do, I was talking about this time of year, and you know, we can kind of put on the calendar during different periods of the year. We're going to have, you know, winter time, we're going to have freezing claims. And you got the spring coming, you're going to have windstorm claims, possibly hail claims. You know, the fall is the same way. You got maybe a hurricane ends up coming up through here, you know, the remnants of a hurricane. And used to be in the old days, back you had the wood stove heating season. We had, you know, fire losses during the winter. So as I had just talked about last show, I was talking about windstorm, and lo and behold, you know, we didn't have a tornado, but we had some pretty bad straight line winds, mm-hmm. and we've had a lot of different claims that have happened due to the, you know, just this time of year, and I expect it'll probably be some more. I mean, it's just that it's kind of, here we are this time of year. So we've had shows before about how it works with, you know, roofs and trees and things of that nature. I was over here in a call this morning where evidently a tree's down somebody's driveway. And I think the insurance company was asking if it was concrete or not. So I don't know if a road, like just a gravel road, is going to be considered. It's going to have to be like some kind of man-made structure, even though you could say, yeah, gravel is a man-made structure. But they're looking for like...
But you don't insure the road.
No, but if it's concrete, then
usually
maybe, paved.
If it's an insured structure, then you have coverage.
Yeah, otherwise it gets a little dicey. You know, if a tree just falls out and blows over in your yard, unfortunately, that is not a claim. I mean, it's firewood, right? Mm-hmm. All you can do is cut it up and get rid of it. But, you know, the homeowner's policy is covering the actual structure of
And that could be a fence. It could be a other structure of the house, too. So keep that in mind.
Yeah, so it's got to be... It's got to hit something that's actually insured. Not just land. And I've said before, the only thing I have had where a tree blows over is, you know, we insure, say, a golf course, and we're insuring the tees, greens, and fairways. I do have coverage in those situations. I've had some pretty significant claims on that before. But just your homeowner's policy is not going to cover a tree falling out in your yard. However, it will cover if it hits your outbuilding or other structure. Kathy, what happens if you have... And I had one of my friends, an oak tree fell through his house. What happens if you can't live in the house anymore? You got to move out. What's going to happen?
You'll have to go somewhere else.
But what's your insurance going to do?
They're going to put you up somewhere else if it's unlivable.
It's called loss of use. Mm-hmm. So your insurance policy does have some sort of coverage for my house is not habitable and I'm going to have to go stay somewhere else. It will pay for you to rent a place or maybe a hotel room, but there's a provision in there that's going to give you some coverage if you had to move out of the house. Did that happen to you when you were in the tornado, Kathy?
Yes.
Where did you go?
We went to our family's place on the beach.
So that was back in the 80s, mm-hmm. and Kathy's house was hit by a tornado. How long before you could move back into your house?
Well, they... Probably a couple of days because they had to replace all the windows that blew out and make sure that house was secure and took care of the roof.
Yeah, so just to reiterate, Kathy was in a tornado when she was in Florida and hit her house. She was in the house and then she had to move out because it tore off part of the roof off the house.
And one part of the section of the house, but it blew out all the windows. So that was the big thing, all the glass and the windows and warped all the wood floorings that was in the house that was installed. So all the wood floorings had to be replaced.
Yeah.
Windows, doors that had windows in them. So sliding glass doors were,
So let's say that we are a customer and maybe we've had a water leak in the house, so your interior water pipes, like a washing machine overflowed or some sort of, or even maybe a, maybe a tree's fallen through your house. Give the listeners direction of what to do in these situations after a claim. What do you do?
Well, first of all, if you can stop the water, well, that would be good. You don't just continue to let the water run through your house. If there's a water claim, you want to be able to turn off the water, or if you have a turn off system in your house that you can install for leaks, that way you can prevent further damage. If you have someone on your roof, there's not much you can do except make sure and tarp it or whatever you can possibly do to keep it from getting worse. Take pictures, of course, is really important to document, and so in case you did move the actual tree off your house, you want to have a picture of it with it on there, and then as it's going to keep it documented for the insurance company, so they have it to see what happened. And then, of course, you want to contact your insurance agent, or you can call the carrier directly because they have their own claims department there, and report to us so we can try to assess and try to get you some help as soon as possible.
So your insurance policy has a provision in it that you're allowed to make necessary repairs to your mm-hmm. house to prevent further loss or damage.
Right.
So that means tarping, mm-hmm. Things of that nature.
Turning the water off.
Yes.
Getting a wet dry vac if you have one or something like that too.
When does the claim always happen, Kathy? It seems like.
Holidays.
Holidays and weekends. Mm-hmm. So like we had the big Christmas freeze during Christmas holidays. Then we had the most recent storm on a Saturday. And so, I don't have people staffed on the weekends or after hours. So we do have a auto attendant that when you call the office, you should be able to press and get a number to be able to call the claims department of your insurance company directly to report the loss. And that does happen quite a bit because...
Or they can call, leave a message, and we try to access that during the weekends and stuff like that. But it's, we have different people on standby, but sometimes, we don't realize there's that many start hitting, like even if the internet's down, it affects us getting those calls. So just keep that in mind, and we try to get back with people as soon as we can.
So Kathy and I were looking at the message this weekend because when did the storm come in? It was like Friday night, early Saturday morning.
It was still like 4 o'clock or something like that. All I know is I was up to 4 o'clock.
We had a lot of water. It washed out. I just put some new gravel down our Murphy office, and it washed all that out. I could see where it was going down our subdivision or where we live. It was a lot of water coming through there. And so Kathy was looking at the, we have a, email comes in for phone messages. And what'd you have, Kathy?
I didn't have any.
With a lot of hang-up calls.
Just everybody hung up. I mean, the problem is if there's no
message.
Leave
a message. We didn't know how to do.
If you don't leave a message, how do we know what you need? So it's very important if you were to call in after hours and you need something immediately for a claim purpose to actually leave a message so we know what's transpired or something we can wait till Monday. If it's if it's for a change or you bought a car or something like that, that's something that can be handled. But if it's emergency type of thing, we need to know what happened. Or you can go to our prompt to call the company directly, which is fine as well. And you can still call us later and let us know where we'll receive some type of transmission from them on that saying that you've had a claim. So
we are monitoring situations like weather, and we are looking after hours, and we will call you back if we can get a message, mm-hmm. If somebody's had a problem.
If they're all hang-ups, we're not going
to... People don't know what to do. Like, what, a tree's from my house, what did I do?
Right.
I'm a 70-year-old grandmother, and now I've got a tree through my roof. What did I do?
Right.
And so I've got a relationship with some of the, restoration companies around here. Some of them are actually approved by our insurance company, and I've been able to actually call them first even to get them out there, just get the process going. And what we'll see is things come in like droves. Like, okay, we've had a storm, so now everybody's got a tree down. Everybody's got a problem. And if you don't get yourself in the queue to begin with, there's only so much resources that these companies have to come out there and do restoration work. So I've had success stories where I've been able to get the people out there you know, and knowing that the insurance company is going to be able to, has already pre-approved them to do so, which is good. And I think that that's a good thing about being able to communicate with us and not having to wait, because you don't want to get stuck in a queue. Yes.
Communication is key.
Okay, so we're done with our first segment here, and we will be back after break and talking about claims and this time of year and windstorm. And my name is Mark Moore. My wife is Kathy Moore, and we are on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark, and we wanted to let you know where we're located. More Insurance Services, Inc. has three locations. Two are in Georgia and one is in North Carolina. We are located across from Home Depot and next to the post office in Blairsville, there and the South State Bank building. We're not part of the bank, but we have our separate wing of the bank. So come by and see us there in Blairsville. Our second location is located at 150 South Main Street, Suite C, in the Town Trace building, which is the red brick building next to the hospital. So come by and see us there also in Hiawassee for your insurance needs there. And lastly, our last location for More Insurance Services, Inc. is located in Hayesville, North Carolina. We're at 157 Highway 64 West. We are right next to United Community Bank there in Hayesville. That's our main hub. So if you'd like to see us or come by and see us, we're there and we'd like to help with your insurance. Our other location is called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance. It's located in Murphy, North Carolina. It's also on Highway 64. It's located right past Arby's and So Good's restaurant. So come by and see us there in Murphy. And last but not least, our last location is located in Blue Ridge, Georgia. It's called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's also a division of More Insurance. Come by and see us there. We're between Burger King and United Community Bank. You also can contact us on our website. You can check out all these podcasts or at Request a Quote or even join our team that we are hiring. It's at www.more-insurance.com. And you can also access the other websites from there as well. And you can also like us on Facebook.
Okay. So today we're talking about storms this time of year. And I got thinking about just things going on in the country right now, too. I was going to taking my son to school the other day, and he's 11 years old. And I was like, Max, he likes Cybertrucks. He likes they're cool. He likes the Cybertrucks. And I was telling him about, you look on the news, you got all these different dealerships and Tesla owners are being targeted by, I guess you'd call them radicals, I would say, because of politics. And I was telling him, Max, this country is really in trouble because you're going to be paying for all this one of these days. And I was explaining to him about how I was thinking, I remember at some point the country was in debt $5 trillion. And I thought this was just like crazy. And now we're in debt $36 trillion. There used to be like a debt clock down in Atlanta I could see. And you know what Max says? He goes, why don't they just print more money, Dad? I was like, oh my gosh, my kid's pretty smart. I mean, he's like, they think of that at 11 years old. But what the point was, Kathy's like, why am I talking about this? But I was talking about like all these different fires that are going on at these dealerships, and people are vandalizing cars. And so how's that going to work when it comes to your insurance policy? So that will be what's called a comprehensive claim. And a dealership, just like an individual car owner, has the choice of buying what's called comprehensive coverage and also collision coverage on what's called their dealer's blanket. So what I will have when we insure a car dealership, we'll have a inventory of cars out there. And what happens is that they may have to report their inventories like every month about how much they have, and the premium is kind of based on that. So when you see a car on fire, or in this case here, Tesla or whatever, there's going to be coverage for that if there is what's called comprehensive coverage on the insurance policy. I think it's one of my favorite things to actually have because, cars are expensive these days, Kathy. I mean, if you're going to I mean, any car on the road, I mean, you're looking at probably, you know, it would be unusual to have $15,000-$20,000 tied up in your automobile minimum, right? I mean, because it's cars, used car values have gone up, and some people will pay off their, you know, lien on the car. And, okay, so it's paid for. I don't want to carry anything but just liability on the car now that it's paid off. But it's kind of nice to keep the comprehensive because it's not normally that much money to keep. And it gives you a lot of nice coverages in this case here, like having a, you know, a fire if your car catches on fire. We're talking about trees and wind. If a tree were to fall on your car, that would be covered, a fallen object. If somebody was to steal your car.
You hit a deer.
If you hit a deer, that's considered.
That's what we talked about a lot.
Yeah, if you hit a deer, that's considered a comprehensive claim.
Someone steals it.
Yeah. So we have quite a few of those.
The big thing, like when we're talking about weather, is that it goes, you know, that would, of course, kick in on, unless you're deductible, of course, for weather-related incidents, broken windshield, tree falls on it, what have you.
So sometimes you can get your insurance company to provide what's called full glass coverage. Mm-hmm. So you've got a $1,000 deductible, you know, for hitting a deer or
comp. Yeah.
Yeah. But then if it's a glass, there could be either $100 or even or no deductible. And that's come out nice sometimes where people have had a windshield.
Not all carriers do that, though.
Not all carriers do, but I've been surprised sometimes where I've gone into a policy, oh, yeah, you've got full glass coverage. We'll go get you squared away. Mm-hmm. And there's a pretty extensive network of glass companies that go out there, and they may come to your place of business or your home, and they can replace your glass right there. But that would be a comprehensive claim. Collision claim would be if you're driving it and you're at fault. So if you you know, cause an accident, you're at fault.
You collide with something.
Yeah. Yeah, if you don't hit the deer, if you swerve to miss the deer and you wreck your car, unfortunately that's a collision loss because you have to actually collide with the deer, and the insurance company normally wants to have some sort of you know, evidence that it was a deer, and you know, there's going to be deer hair you can see.
Yeah, but we always want pictures of, I mean, showing that it was a deer. I mean, that's important.
Or it could be deer or animal, it says. Yeah. It doesn't have to be just a deer. It could be a water buffalo. But we had a customer hit an emu one time, which was funny.
He said it was an ostrich.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I did something I never thought I would ever be this week. I signed a contract with Geico. So we're going to be able to start selling Geico. Can you believe that, Kathy? Did you ever think that?
No.
Because their mantra is 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Right.
So that's kind of like, okay, but they've probably figured out. Now, I have an issue with it because I don't know
they
why.
They compete with us. That's why
they do,
issue.
But like, yeah. But
now we have them.
Now we are them. But the thing about it is, like, okay, are you really going to call up somebody in a cubicle and spend 15 minutes on your auto insurance and then have a claim, have a problem? I just don't think, you know, insurance has become commoditized, and who can get the lowest rate, who can get the cheapest price. I know it's important, but you need to also have coverage. You need to understand what you're buying. And when we're having a consumer just calls up some call center, and I'm sure they've got tons of turnover in these positions too, Kathy. I can't imagine people staying these jobs. Mm-hmm. So, you know, having a relationship with an agent, I believe, just trumps all that. I mean, you've got somebody that's a professional, they understand coverages, and, you know, spending 15 minutes on your insurance, I mean, you're going to spend a lot more time than 15 minutes when you've got a problem coming up. And hopefully, you know, having a relationship with an agent is a lot better way. And I'm glad that Geico has recognized that, because a significant portion of, say, Progressive's business comes from agents, even though you have an online presence as well. So I'm glad to have them. Never thought we'd have a Geico contract, but
now
sure
we do.
They'll serve a purpose for the agency. And, you know, rates have been crazy anyway, and, you know, particularly in the trucking line of business, we're trying to ensure people that have trucking
companies.
It's just
been crazy in Georgia completely. I mean, the rate increases are unbelievable.
I want to have some legislators back on here on the show to talk about where we are with tort reform. I believe it's now cleared the House, possibly, or it's going to the Senate.
I wonder how long it's going to take to implement everything.
I don't know, and I don't think it's a magic bullet that stops everything, but at least we could hope that it will keep it from going up anymore.
Further, I mean,
we're seeing higher and higher rates, less and less options for consumers, and that's a problem in the state of Georgia,
yeah,
or any state. So I think we are about out of time here, and we're glad to be back on there this week, and we appreciate WGRB letting us do this. And we hope we can be informative and helpful in some way, somehow, to somebody out there. And we do appreciate our listeners. We appreciate our customers. And we feel blessed to do what we do. And Lord willing, we'll be back next week to talk on another topic. My name is Mark Moore, my wife Kathy Moore, and we are on the great WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.